When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A final glance at the numbers for the New Orleans Pelicans reveals a decent number of success stories, assuming you properly faded Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we'll be covering the Phoenix Suns. That actually sounds kind of fun. And I love myself some New Orleans Pelicans talk, so I'm really looking forward to the show here today. But before we get into that, I do want to ask you guys, if you are supporters of the show, to please consider subscribing on all of your favorite platforms. Hitting those like buttons, hit us with the 5-star reviews, and NBA Fantasy Pass holders, be sure to check out the season and review series. And maybe more, they're going to be giving you guys comprehensive reviews of everything that we're talking about here. And these reviews go into much more depth. These are the guys that are writing the NBA draft guide, you know, in particular, Mike Pasador. You know, I got to shout out Mike's writing because there are few people on this planet that understand basketball as well as that guy. And he understands the entire league. So those guys and many more are putting together these season in reviews that, you know, essentially you're going to have the best intel on these players known to man. So get in there and check those out. All that stuff out of the way. Steve, this franchise didn't exactly love the Anthony Davis experience, I don't think. And now Zion Williamson might be even more enigmatic. Where are you with the state of the New Orleans Pelicans?
Well, supposedly they were all going to stay super healthy this season. I don't know that we can really say that's what happened. I know Zion Williamson might be the most overrated player in the league.
I like the question.
Brandon Ingram has trouble making it through a season without being injured, ever. And again, 64 games this year, so 18 games missed, another kind of nasty season. When those guys are on, they're fun. When things are going well, they seem like they're putting up great numbers, but both of them too big of headaches for me to mess with.
Maybe too big of headaches for New Orleans as well. BetOnline, your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Get every stat matchup and even get live odds when the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to your online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today, get in the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Brandon Ingram, man, I mean, at least this season it wasn't weird, you know, with the injury stuff. Like the prior season, I went a little bit big on Brandon Ingram, not too big, but pretty big. And it was
the toe.
When the local news station wrote a story that was kind of like, in these small markets, I've been a part of this stuff, so I kind of know how it goes. Like the small markets, eventually you'll get some news breakers that are, you know, not Woj, Shams, somebody from The Athletic. You know, one of the top or only 5 of the 10 newsbreakers in the NBA, it seems these days, they'll like have the inside scoop on something and they'll write about it. And it's like, in this case, it was the team's really mad at Brandon Ingram because they feel like he's milking this injury and he's like looking for his, you know, financial best interests. And that really irked me 2 years ago because, you know, when that gets out, if you're the local news station, you know, you're kind of like a partner with the team. To write that story, is that means it's really bad.
you know, you don't just see the local news outlet go and torch their partner like that. So I thought that was interesting. This season, it was more of the same, as you alluded to. I guess let's start at the top. This team is Zion Williamson's team, yeah? Like, is there any chance that Zion Williamson goes somewhere else, do you think? Does it happen in 3 years? I mean, like, are they settling in New Orleans for 3 years of what's going to happen with Zion?
Dude, I mean, I think by now they have to see the writing on the wall that his name is bigger than his game in fantasy and reality, and you can still trade Zion Williamson for more than you probably should be able to. So if I was New Orleans, man, I'd be looking to trade him for what I could get, really.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. He's due $40 million a year on average for the next four seasons. That's not that bad, actually. You know, when you look at some of the deals that have been made a little bit more recently, you know, you got average numbers in like the $45 million range. And that to me sounds just crazy to have to try to move. This guy could fall apart at any time, it feels like.
That's the thing. He made it through 70 games this year, Luke. I mean, that just means he's going to play 60 next year.
Can I ask you a question? When did Zion burn you, Steve? He burned you somewhere.
Yeah, I took him like number 15 in the 30 deep league, and he didn't play.
Was that an accidental pickup? That Zion?
No, that was me taking a leap of faith and being like, oh, it's Zion. What could go wrong?
Oh, I love it. So you're scorned, is what you're telling me.
Scorned, but it's just fantasy numbers are also garbage. It's not like I'm picking on a really good fantasy player.
No. I mean, it's trash central. I mean, there was kind of like, remember early on too. I forget when this happened, but like there was a couple games like when he first started, hits a bunch of threes, gets some defensive numbers, and like
very first game.
Yeah, it's like, oh, maybe he was sandbagging the whole time and holding back on these very important numbers that he doesn't produce in. Like, you know, your big man, you got to, I mean, 1.1 steals is actually pretty good for a big man. 0.7 blocks really hurts. Really hurts when you're not getting any threes. The free throw percentage is terrible. I mean, not terrible, terrible. It's bad. 70% on seven attempts per game. 57% from the field. Like, it feels like that should be, I mean, it's really good. Don't get me wrong. It feels like for him, like with the unstoppableness that he plays with at times, that he should be at like 59, 60, you know, something like that.
Yep.
A lot of the aerial stuff, I don't know if there's numbers on this. It feels like the weight issues maybe have kept him from getting as many dunks as he should be getting. But yeah, no, the numbers are trash. What? Is he going to be overvalued again this year? I mean, I think the answer is like 100%. Yeah, that's got to be right, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's ever going to have his weight completely under control. I think missed games. I think the 70 games he played this season are going to probably be his career high for games in one season. I think it's all downhill from here. Free throws not good, like you said. The 3-point shot, non-existent. The blocks, not there at all. Nope, I'm totally letting somebody else draft Zion.
Yeah, it's...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
It's interesting. I mean, New Orleans went through the Anthony Davis experience. They should know that they got to take action with this thing. And theoretically, they could try to get rid of Zion and sort of rebuild, maybe make Brandon Ingram their guy. But, you know, Brandon Ingram, he got really exposed in the playoffs. Like, he had nothing going against Dort. And yeah, Dort's an amazing defender, but you gotta, like, you know, Brandon Ingram a couple years prior really took over in the playoffs against the Phoenix Suns and looked like one of those guys that might be sort of unstoppable. Do you think that his game has regressed in any way? Do you think that maybe he's just tired of playing next to Zion and in this sort of limbo? He's got one more year at 36 mil, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. He's extension eligible. Teams are probably lining up. I mean, I know, like, here in Sacramento, people have kind of salivated over the potential to get Brandon Ingram, and I kind of laugh. I go, that's not really solving anything for you guys, but have at it, you know, do your thing. Has he regressed? What do you see in the future for Brandon Ingram?
The year before this past one was 45 games. The year before that was 55. Those are that's not good. And you know, it's toe injury, it's ankle, it's usually something kind of odd. So I really don't trust Brandon Ingram either. I think the numbers are great when he's on the floor. He generally puts up really strong numbers, but man, I just do not. I think what we saw last night or last year, 64 games, we're not going to see him do better than that the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's real sad. I mean, theoretically, as you know, a lighter guy with less wear and tear on the joints, he should be somebody that stays healthier more often, but it's just not the case. And this team, again, this is a super interesting team. I mean, a guy, Jonas Valanciunas, 23 and a half minutes per game. Typically, a 23-minute per game player should not have this kind of outsized impact. Oh, before I jump into this real quick, just want to note that Brandon Ingram finished outside of the top 100 at 100. Zion finished at 100, give or take, in 9-cat total. So both of these guys massively underperforming in relation to ADP. Back to Jonas Valanciunas, normally a guy that plays 23 and a half minutes a game. We're not talking about him a lot, but this guy is really part of their identity in New Orleans. And for a while there in that series against OKC, it looked as if he might be the swing piece that OKC didn't have an answer for, but that quickly got figured out. He was not able to be effective and beat them. So then, you know, consequently, they were beaten. He's a free agent. His name's floating around all sorts of places because, you know, he's a good player for what he does and probably affordable-ish and probably not with New Orleans, I would have to imagine. So again, kind of changes in the air for these guys. Do you think that they should keep him? And do you think Jonas Valanciunas kind of maintains his same value? Top 75 this past year in 82 games. He played all 82. Do you think that they should keep him? And do you think that he has another Jonas Valanciunas season wherever he lands?
Yeah, it seemed like Valanciunas, a lot of people this year were like, where is Jonas Valanciunas when I need him? You know, before the All-Star break, he averaged almost 14 points and 9.4 boards. But after the All-Star break, in 27 games, he was at 9 points, 7.6 boards, and only 0.4 blocks. That's not good. So the fade he had down this last season, I thought was pretty rough. He's also 32 years old, which that's a little rough. Like, I think Valanciunas is a serviceable fantasy center if you end up with him, but I'm not targeting Valanciunas.
So some percentage chance that he falls off and hits that, you know, famous cut line that varies in every single league. And you got to be really careful talking about this stuff because there's a lot of different formats, and what he does could easily play in a deeper league. But if you're in a shallow league or a games cap league where you need somebody to be inside the top 75 with their production, that's typically, you know, it all matters what your league settings are. So Jonas Valanciunas, we don't know where he will play right now, but he's going to play somewhere, and it's going to be probably the same 23 minutes per game. So we just got to see if it's the pre-Jonas Valanciunas or the post-All-Star Jonas Valanciunas, and we'll see how that goes. Now, up the rankings, first of all, I think my favorite New Orleans Pelican is Herb Jones. And Herb fell in fantasy drafts to a crazy level. Like, I saw Herb Jones going at like 100, 110, 90, you know, and he was just sitting there available for me the entire time. I had him ranked super high. I think I had him at like 60 again this year. And he finished at 40 for 9-cat in 76 games. And a lot of people faded him, I think, because of Trey Murphy. You know, I didn't even think he had that great of a season. And he did bounce up and down a little bit. You know, there were times where Herb Jones just, you know, get a lot of questions like, should I drop Herb Jones, or, you know, should I pick up Herb Jones? And it was during those little lulls where, you know, the numbers just come across looking really, really bad. But altogether, he's averaging a 3.5 per game, 1.4 steals, 0.8 blocks, and really good percentages, 50% from the field, 86.7% from the foul line, 30 minutes per game. I love this guy. I think he's got so much future talent ahead of him. Where are you at with the whole Herb Jones experience from last season?
Well, I like Herb Jones. I think he plays really good defense. I think he's one of the best defenders in the league, even though he can't stop the kid from Phoenix. Why can't I think of his name? The guy that scores 60 points against New Orleans every time out.
Devin Booker, yes.
Okay. I was thinking Brooks for some reason. I couldn't come up with it. But I think Herb Jones is a really good defensive player. And I think that makes him relevant in fantasy. But he's one of those guys where if you got him on your team, you're like, oh, man, he just scored 7 points. He doesn't shoot the ball. What am I doing?
Yeah, it looks bad sometimes. It looks bad, and I think there's an opportunity for folks when that happens. I think when Herb Jones hits the waiver wire, you probably should just add, is my general belief there. I mean, a top 40 valuation is really, yes, the games played are racking up. Yes, the 1.2 turnovers in a 9-cap format matter here. And if you flip that, and I don't know if I can flip that here real quick. I'll see if I can. But if you can flip that, and look at it from the alternative perspective, maybe that per game number is more like, you know, 80 or 90, and getting those numbers right now. But the, per game 85 in an 8-cat league where he's not getting boosted by the low turnovers number. I get it. So 85, what is 85? 85 is sometimes 65 and sometimes 115. You know, and if you're in a league where 115 doesn't play, you know, on a per game basis, you're probably feeling some pressure to drop Herb Jones. So I get it's kind of a league settings issue with a lot of this stuff, but I like myself some Herb Jones. So I'll leave it at that. And then the counterweight to the Herb Jones situation is Trey Murphy. Trey, this team, this is why New Orleans is so awesome to talk about. They just got these really super unique players that, I mean, even in the playoffs recently, you see Trey Murphy hitting some of these shots for them that, you know, are saving their season. And he has really amazing range. He's got amazing touch. Three threes a game. 81.5% from the foul line. This dude can shoot, and he can also yam on you. So it's like, I mean, you're kind of looking at him, you're going, oh, he's got, you know, good athleticism. He can move his feet. He's super long. He can dunk on you. He can hit. What's the problem here with Trey Murphy? You know, where's the flaw? I mean, the flaw is probably in the dribble game. You know, but there's just not that many flaws. He played in 57 games, and we knew that was going to be a low number coming into the season. That was good for a 101 finish, those 57 games. So, I mean, a lot of pop there for Trey Murphy. How are you with him? Are you thinking Trey Murphy's going to be on your squads next year?
I don't think he will be, because I think he's one of those buzzy guys. And he's buzzy, but he's not on my list, which means somebody else is going to reach for him before I do. So I would love to have Trey Murphy on all my teams. I really like his game. I think it's going to require a reach to get him probably higher than he should go.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how things play out. I mean, New Orleans could have a lot of news attached to them this year. They could also have zero news attached to them. These small markets really are interesting in the sense that, like, you've got newspapers with beat writers that, or the newspapers without beat writers. The Athletic has canceled beat writers in a number of NBA towns, and they've got sort of guys from other cities neighboring platooning as their so-called beat writer, as that financial experiment sort of failed, and that company is doing its best to survive in a New York Times environment. But the small markets are. Sometimes you just don't get any news at all. It'll be preseason and you get maybe two or three puff pieces about whatever, but you just don't get any news about whatever's going on there. And so the hype could be a lot. It could be a little. Things could spin one way or another with this squad. One thing that was pretty down the middle with this squad, CJ McCollum finished with a top 40 per game value, and that translated over 66 games to a top 50 finish in nine cat formats, where he enjoyed just the 1.7 turnovers per game. A lot of that, all these other players that are, you know, very good at what they do, handling the ball. So I would call that a fairly successful season for CJ McCollum. I think CJ McCollum was drafted right around 50. I know some ADP numbers suggest otherwise, but I think in competitive leagues, people still thought CJ McCollum was CJ McCollum, and he finished with 20 points, 3.5 threes, just over 4 rebounds and assists per game, 0.9 steals, 0.6 blocks, good percentages, 46% from the field and 82.7% from the foul line. That number was interesting because it felt like CJ forgot how to shoot free throws there for a quick second. Got it back on track, at least for the most part. Not getting to the line a lot, just 2.1 attempts per game. But CJ, I don't know. I haven't been a CJ guy for a bit here. Are you a CJ guy? And if he's sitting there, where would you like to draft him?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to CJ in, you know, the fifth round. I don't know. That just sounds right for him. I'm not going to be targeting him anywhere. I think he's just kind of a basic fantasy guard that does several good things. Does it consistently and quietly, and doesn't miss a ton of games. So I kind of like CJ. Well, I'm thinking fifth round. What do you think? Is he a fourth rounder?
I don't think he's, for me, I don't think he's a fourth rounder. I think fifth round is definitely something you can look at and do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't see some imminent injury for him. I mean, the punctured lung thing was just kind of weird. You know, like, there's nothing on the radar that's like, oh, okay, CJ is going to just completely fall off here. I do wonder with him, he's just a unique cat. You know, he used to direct message, you know, like Mike Gallagher back in the day, you know, at Roto World, you know, and he's the head of the Players Association and, you know, like, basically just like super involved and I think well respected around the league. And so he's like a lifer, a baller. Like I like where his mindset's at. And then at the same time, sometimes I just wonder if he's like
too nice.
Yeah. Something's just not clicking. And being too nice is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being too nice, but like, is there some fall off that's coming and I can't put a finger on it? Is he going to lose the ability to get separation and get some of these shots off at such a high clip? That percentage is great. 46%. Like, how can he keep doing that without the elite athleticism is sort of the question on my mind. So I think six round probably would be my go mark, and he won't be available there. So I don't think I'll have CJ McCollum on my squads. Elsewhere on that team, I just love Jose Alvarado. I think there is like a lane for him in fantasy leagues. I don't know when or where that will be. And he has had a hard time staying healthy himself. But if he gets going at any given time, I mean, we've seen him have 30 plus point games. Defensively, obviously, he does just amazing stuff. Probably the injury stuff is related to Chris crashing his body all over the court all the time. You have Larry Nance on this squad, who's been kind of a proverbial top 100 guy until the last few seasons, when he plays, that is. 61 games for Larry Nance, 20 minutes per game, so a very Larry Nance season. And then Dyson Daniels. What do you think of Dyson Daniels? Do you think that he can be anything in fantasy leagues this season?
I did not really pay attention to him this year. I slept all the way through the Dyson Daniels run.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been easy to miss it. I mean, 22 minutes a game, 61 games, 1.4 steals per game in that low amount of time. Now, it's kind of your classic, if this guy had a jump shot kind of a deal, or just shooting touch, I should say. I mean, he hits threes. Everybody hits threes nowadays. 0.7 per game for him. But 44% from the field, reflecting a lot of the shots he is taking, or, you know, kind of those kinds of shots, and then 64% from the foul line on just 0.9 attempts per game. So not your offensively polished stud in that regard, but I mean, NBA body wise, he has plenty of athleticism. Theoretically, you trot out a lineup of Trey Murphy, Dyson Daniels, and Herb Jones, and that's just scary defensively in certain respects. So, I mean, there's a lane for him, but sounds like he hasn't done enough to really hit your radar.
No, not really. I mean, Jose Alvarado would be a guy I'd kind of go after late just because of steals potential. And sounds like Daniels has very good steals potential as well. But, you know, I mean, it's just like a guy like De'Anthony Melton and these guys you take at the end of your draft every year that are specialists in something like steals, and it just never tends to work out. I'd rather go for a well-rounded player.
Yeah. Jordan Hawkins showed us something in stretches when pressed into action a little bit this last season. I thought I'd just shout his name out a little bit. Hard to know if that will actually manifest into any fantasy value in this upcoming season. So I think that's going to do it for our New Orleans wrap up here. I guess I could shout out Najee Marshall and just say hello and thank you for doing Najee Marshall things, but not much cooking beyond that here in New Orleans. Tomorrow we're going to be talking Phoenix Suns. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns. They're an interesting bunch. So that'll be fun. If you enjoy what we're doing here and support the show, please consider subscribing to whatever your platform is. Like, review, give us the feedback so we could keep improving the show. That just helps us tremendously. If you're not a premium member, definitely going to want to lock into that lifetime rate while these numbers are crazy low. It's NFL draft guide season. We're going to have NBA stuff right after that. So get in while the getting is good. Hit us up on Twitter at Dr. A, DocKtora. At Aaron Bruski, AaronBruski, and at Ethos Fantasy NBA. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a sports ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.